Right, so we're doing the Shita of this question, Shammai and Hillel, right? About how they prepare for Shabbos. So Shammai is always thinking about Kavod Shabbos. So all week long, his eating was the eating of Kavod Shabbos, right? So he'd always eat the inferior food because he's always saving up for Shabbos. So he'd always eat the inferior food, so that's the eating of Kavod Shabbos. Not just the saving is Kavod Shabbos, but the eating itself is Kavod Shabbos, because he'd be eating an inferior food always. But Hillel said differently though. He basically always ate whatever came to him. And he said, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Blessed is God every day. Now I'm going to the rest of the pasuk is, Yom Maslano, Kadosh Hussein Zela. It means he loads us up. He supports us. So that's what he would say. So it says, his call myself Hashem Shemayim. All his actions are Hashem Shemayim. So the question is, what do you mean, his actions are Hashem Shemayim? Well, in Shammai's warrant, right? And Shammai also did. So the,
there appears to be.
So the, Shadu Vatsas, on call myself Hashem Shemayim, says, Pira Shibotech Shiyazmin Lo Hashem Yisbar. He'd have bitachon that God would provide for him. Then Tomar Shammai lo yosel l'shem Shemayim, right? Shammai didn't do l'shem Shemayim. V'lo yino chosel m'mon l'kavod Shabbos. V'lo chosel m'mon l'kavod Shabbos. Wasn't he saving up his money for kavod Shabbos? The Yishlomer del Shammai pshita dos l'shem Shemayim. Of course, pshita Shabbos doing l'shem Shemayim. Wait, he's always not eating the best food for kavod Shabbos. What else is that? That's not for himself. Well, Hillel who should saw hutzah chosel tamim meishin nira shein chosel kavod Shabbos. It looks like Shabbos, like Hillel doesn't care about kavod Shabbos. Because he wasn't bothering himself to prepare in advance. So the thing is, it looks like he's not L'Shem Shemayim because he doesn't care about Kavod Shabbos. So it says, no. Shehillel is called myself L'Shem Shemayim. Right? Okay, but the question is, what's Hillel doing, right? What's the sense of Hillel's idea? That you always eat the thing, keep eating, and say Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, and then just wait till Friday, and then hopefully God will send us something. It seems like Shammai is intelligent about Kavod Shabbos. He's not just relying on a miracle or something like that. Right? And what's the idea of Hillel's approach? Okay, I think I'm thinking similar to what Sammy's saying. And maybe a little bit like Yon also. But the idea is that there's, like the pasuk, it says, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, Yom Maslanu. Basically, God provides a person every day. It's like a midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that God is like, it's not hard, so to speak, for God to provide a person food. And for food to be, food is, like, that's what it's supposed to be saying, is that God set up in the world in a way that food is available. And a person, either Hashkaf the Kolos or Hashkaf the Bratis. But basically, food is around. Be it animals or plants or, I don't know, whatever, however it is that you find food. But there's an idea, is that the world is set up, like is that God satisfies the needs of all the creatures, and there's an idea that God set up the world in a way that he provides for food, whether it's through the natural laws or through Hashkacha, Hashkacha Pratis. But it's the idea that's Midas Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's Yom Yom, Baruch Hashem Yom 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 Aslanu, that he provides for people, for creatures every day. And that's the Shevach, which David's expressing it to him. So in line with that midah, if a person gets something good today, so then the appropriate thing would be just focusing on that idea of midah alone, is that food which he gets could be could cause him to be a vehicle of his realization of this midah that God provides a person every day, and God would recognize the thing as a manas Hashem. You know, and he could enjoy it as a man of Hashem. I mean, if God gives it to you, then enjoy it. The saying is, God set up the world in a way, he's providing for you. So he provides for you, then enjoy it. He's giving you good food, eat it. That's the idea. Then you'll say, what about tomorrow? Well, tomorrow he provides for you tomorrow. Tomorrow there's an idea. It's not hard for God to provide for you. And the midah is that, we know the midah of Hashem is that he's continually a provider. It's not like he just gives you a paycheck once and then he has to leave and he can't ever do anything again. But he's going to say, see, there's a continual, so the thing is, insofar as the appreciation of the Midas Hashem, of the provider, So that midah is revealed to us. I mean, I don't know if we would know this on our own, but from the Navi, from Tehillim, you see that it's saying is that there's an idea of yom yom. So what it's saying is that insofar as you get the thing, so the highest appreciation of that midah is if a person appreciates it that day, and tomorrow he'll appreciate tomorrow's. It's not a miracle. See, it's not like a miracle to get food. I think it's built in the laws of nature. Food is around. And it's not saying it's always, and there's no such thing as a person that didn't get food, but food is there. And no one's going to say it's a miracle if he gets a piece of food. Right? It's not like God has to make some sort of major change in the laws of nature. I mean, the laws of nature are there, they provide it. You know, now, and again, it's not 100%, but there's a hashkacha, it's like God's the Baruch Shem Yom Yom. So an appreciation of that midah, basically, Hillel, that's what it means, L'Shem Shemayim. See, because I think his point is like this, is that L'Shem Shemayim means you could look at Hillel and say, oh, that guy's a glutton. He basically gets food and he eats it, he can't control himself, he eats it the first thing he gets. He gets a good piece of meat, he eats it today. He gets a piece of meat, he eats it today. You know, it looks that way. A person, it could look like a way, is a guy who basically eats it the second they get it. You could argue he's a guy who has no control. That's what's saying, no, call myself Shem Shemayim. His eating it right now was not an eating it because he was hungry or because he couldn't control himself, but his eating it was an appreciation of Shem Shemayim, of Baruch Hashem Yom 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 Asalana. Of the Midah Hashem that he provides for us. So that's what it means it was L'Shem Shemayim. And that was the Midah that he expressed. In his eating, he expressed the Midah of the Hakar, or the recognition of the Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the provider. And in that framework, to save it and to hold on to it is basically saying, is like, I think God maybe isn't going to provide tomorrow. Or God is this a candidate, he gave it to me now, and maybe he doesn't know, he's not going to be able to give it to me tomorrow, so, I had to save it up. Same midah which he gave it to you today, give it to you tomorrow. And the pasuk says Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, that God's Heshka midah is that he provides for a person on a daily basis. So therefore it would be like to save it, because you're worried that maybe you're not going to get a better peace. He certainly would lack in that expression of that midah. Hillel and Shammai wanted to express different midahs in their eating. They both wanted their eating to be not just an eating of taipa, but to be an eating which incorporated a certain idea in it. Shammai's idea incorporated the idea of Shabbos, of Bria's Olam, the Creator. And every eating was an eating, inferior eating, in order to bring to mind the Shabbos and to save for Shabbos. Hillel was focusing on a different idea, not the Creator, but on the Hashgacha, and the idea of God as a provider. And his eating, everything which he ate, was focusing on that Midah Hashem. And his eating was L'Shem Shemayim, in that it was always built, you know, with that idea in mind. Two different ideas that they were, involved in when they. I think they each agree with each other ideas. I think it's just a matter of a focus on a certain idea that what you're going to focus on as far as your eating is concerned. There's different ideas you can focus on. So the focus on the midah of God as a provider doesn't allow for saving it up. It says God provided me, I'm going to appreciate it. And I tomorrow will provide for me tomorrow. That's the idea of God as a provider. But the idea of Kavod Shabbos doesn't allow for you to say, I'm going to eat it now. That's another different idea. So different ideas that they incorporated into their achila. And I don't think they're saying you have to. This is their personal thing. So there's no chiyuv like this. I don't think it's saying it's a midah that they embodied and they lived by. The idea is like achila could be an instinctual activity. Or is an essential activity, but a high level person, he like centers his achila around ideas. You know? Like, I think the Rambam says somewhere that a person who's a really highest level person is going to eat only that which is healthy, that which fills him up and is best for his energy to be able to learn, or, you know? So it's like an idea of like your achila being built around ideas. I mean, these are high level people. So they wanted to, every time Shammai ate, he was thinking of the Borei Olam. He's thinking of God as the creator of Shabbos. Every time Hillel ate, he was thinking of this provider, God is with his midah, God is a provider. Different midahs, different ideas that they were thinking of. But it's like, they took their idea, was not their achila. So to speak, achila was not just a instinctual achila, but it was built around the way in which they ate, the manner in which. See, a regular person decides how to eat based on his mood. One guy has a mood, you're in the mood to save, you're in the mood to eat now, you're in the mood to whatever. You say, what am I in the mood for now? You know, so that's the way the average person eats. And he just goes by whatever emotion takes over. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just, it's not, you know, it's not the highest level. The highest level guy is the way they organize their eating and they decided what they're going to eat was based upon concepts that are really reflected in their eating. It's like a different type of a level. But let me ask you a question. What does it mean, though, when it says, like, Mida Acheres? That he had a Mida? What does that mean? I think it's a Mida. Is it a Mida, really? Right? What does that mean, a Mida? The Mida sounds almost as if it's like they had a personality trait. You know? Shammai had this personality trait, Hillel had that personality trait. Right? I mean, we're saying, is it a Mida or is it a philosophical idea that they're trying to express? Mida is like a, you know, Midas. So why does he use that term, Mida? Good that the idea is that it's still to support for the fact that it's just an idea which they're expressing in their achila. Is it says, the Brisa says, Beishamai Omrim, Mechad Shabbecha L'Shabbatecha, from the first of the week for your Shabbos. Beis Hill Omrim, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Like, what does it mean, Omrim? They said. Like, it should say, Beishamai Omrim, that you should eat so and so and so and so. And Beis Hill said, this is how you should eat. But it says, Beis Hill Omrim, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. So I think what it means is that he would say this idea. He would say it. Meshamai would say it. It's not, so what they did is one thing. But besides for what they did is what they said. It means they talked about an idea. They expressed an idea. People would ask them, this was the idea which they would espouse. They were Omer this. You know? First it describes what they did. Then it describes what they said. You know? So it's really a statement. Expressing an idea. So why is it Mida? What about Mida? Why call it a Mida? For that question, I just want to have a simple answer, is that it means that there is a Mida, there's a character trait of a person who hoards his food, who saves up, stores, right? And then there's a personality trait of a person who just is, whatever the word is. I don't know, he just eats, he's kind of carefree, just eats what he gets, and he's just kind of, you know, happy-go-lucky, chilled out, relaxed. He's not, like, all worried about saving up. They're different people, right? Some guy could be saving up whenever he gets money, saving it for saving and saving and saving. Another person, he spends his money. Tomorrow's a different day. They're different psychologies, different personalities, you know? Now, Shammai and Hillel, because of a concept, took on this profile or that profile. See, they are people, and they had to take on a certain emotional attitude towards the way they ate their food. So Shammai's attitude was an attitude of saving up. Hillel's attitude was an attitude of spending. But their attitudes were based upon ideas that they were reflecting. But what it's describing that they lived in line with, he lived as a saver, and he lived as a spender. You know, as a Mida, because it's describing the trait. But it wasn't generated by their instincts. It's generated by the ideas which they have. But it's describing what they did, not where it came from. The average person, it just comes from the Mida itself. By them, they acted the Mida, but it came from an idea. The good question is, like, how they decided, like, what's the machlokas? Like, why did one do one and one do the other? They say, you could argue maybe it was more in line with their nature or their personality, I don't know. Or you could say, no, maybe it was the opposite. Maybe it was against their nature. Or maybe because they liked that idea better. Like, it's kind of a hard thing to say, is how, why they each chose the idea which they chose, you know? But, you know, I'm just kind of defining the two different ideas. It's hard to, you know, it's not clear that it's machlokas. It's not clear Shammai is against Hillel's idea. Maybe Shammai thought it was important for him to think of the idea of the Bria Sa'olam all the time. I mean, I don't know. It's hard to know these things. They're not saying everyone should do this. So it could be a personal motivation. So I think it's hard to get into their head exactly what they thought is, you know? Different things people do is based upon their personality, based on certain, you know? Yeah. Okay, question?